everything would have exited my body. I would have climaxed, peed my pants, shit, and started vomiting on how awesome that was.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your bazaar belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most flame-resistant podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Haven't we done flame-resistant
Flammable.
Before?
Last week was flammable.
Okay.
Got to keep up, man.
We got plenty of Mountain Dew in our system.
It makes us what?
Flame retardant.
No, flame mentally challenged, Andy. We've been over this. You're going to need a sensitivity meeting.
And who are you?
I'm Batman. I call someone flame retardant. I want to poop on your chest.
What a great way to introduce yourself, Andy.
This is, from now on, this is how us three will introduce ourselves to new people.
I'll your penis.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do it in unison.
So, guys, this week, I had a boss battle with a bee.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I was I had the garage door open. I was taking out trash and stuff, just throwing stuff away. And this bee comes into the garage. And of course, you know, I don't want this bee in the garage. And so I pick up a swatter, but at the same time, I was listening to Skrillex. So it was like boss battle music, and this bee comes in, and I actually have it queued up here. This is what I was listening to.
Oh, baby.
And this bee's flying around my head, and I'm swatting at it. And let's just say it was intense. But I came out victorious. I did kill the bee.
You get back, we just see you're all fucking covered.
And
in these
there was a lot of commotion, so I'm not 100% certain, but I think a gunshot was fired. I heard a gun. I don't know if I accidentally fired it or if the bee had a gun. I'm just gonna say the bee had a gun.
I mean, if anything, he just planted it on there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When the bee died, I just put a gun next to it. It came at me with the gun.
It was justified.
Stood my ground.
I went to go see Guar.
Oh my God, that's right. How'd that go?
I got the shit beat out of me. I rolled my ankle, and at the same time I rolled it, someone stepped on it. So I got like a super rolled ankle. So I've been limping around. Today it's not too bad. It hurts, though. But you can see, yeah, there are different sizes.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
And I think I got punched in the nose, but I'm not sure. Because it hurts.
Guar music does that to you. I think I was just punched in the face. Maybe it was just the music.
My socks are like 9 different shades of like red and brown, though. And I had like, you can still see the red on my fingers. It like stained the inside of my fingernails. The fake blood. And like my skin was all different colors and shit when I got out of there. It was insane.
That's awesome.
And then after the concert, my ankle was so bad, and we just kept going around to bars. So I was like limping everywhere in the bars.
So you were limping, covered in like,
dude, I was
fake
soaked.
Blood and stuff, and you're just like, hey, can I get a beer?
You're limping on the street, going from bar to bar. Yeah.
Maybe you did get punched in the face because people thought you were gonna mug them. Like, gee, no, get out of here. Crazy raccoon.
They had this one drink there. It's called the Guarmageddon shot. And it was like vodka, tequila, margarita mix, and like 3 other kinds of alcohol.
Engine oil.
Yeah. And blood.
Some Nickelodeon
slime.
Slime. Yeah.
It's got some Taylor Lautner in it.
A few pieces of Simon Ooze from Power Rangers. I mean, it's got everything.
So, yeah, I actually got a full weekend off this week because I got someone to, or Camilla got someone to cover for me today because I was like, I can't do work.
Nice.
Can't do work now.
Go to Guar, get off work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a pretty interesting weekend. I went to a big banquet type dance party thing.
Heard you danced with the dark side.
Yeah. I was dancing with Darth Vader. And you know what? I led. I made him my pretty little lady. You're my pretty lady, McElroy.
How did you Like, all right, what was this banquet for, and why was Darth Vader there?
You know Tam, he's been here a few times. He's an instructor at Sanmai Taekwondo Studio, and this is, like, their annual banquet.
All right.
And what they do is, like, they just make, like, a really big deal of, like, handing out, like, belt improvements and, like, awards and everything. So it's, like, all the students, all the instructors, all the families. So it's, like, maybe 200-plus people there. And then... it's just a big award ceremony followed by like a 2.5 hour dance party. One of the things they do is they have like some entertaining like skits and stuff. And one of the things was Star Wars. And there was a guy who was dressed up as Darth Vader. And I'm like, all right, I'll dance with you, but you gotta let me lead.
What is he?
He was totally down for it. And then like. Once people realized that Darth Vader was not leading, and also that he was dancing with a man, like there was like 6 or 7 people who surrounded us with cameras, which was
awesome.
Made me feel pretty important.
Was Erica there?
No, okay. She had to work.
She'd be like, "How did she feel about this?"
No, but I did dance with like 9 chicks, which was awesome. And I'm counting Darth Vader as a chick because he's my pretty little lady. Yeah, but yeah, I gotta. Quite a bit of action that night.
Were these chicks under 9?
No.
Were they under 9?
Andy, this is why you were. You
I don't know
not,
any
not
chicks
combined.
That go to martial arts over like 15.
Oh, there was quite a few teenagers and stuff. Like, I mean, like I'm one of the few people in my age group, like late teens, early 20s, like that chunk. But it was still fun. Did the YMCA. Ah. Mm. So, I mean, that was cool.
What about the chicken dance?
Did not do the chicken dance.
Should have played Achy Breaky Heart.
It is one of the catchiest songs, and I believe Sam Houser wrote it.
That's true, he did.
Shout out to Sam Houser for writing Achy Breaky Heart.
All right, everyone, so prank calls are confirmed. It'll be our final segment this week.
We got some good ones.
Yeah, there are some good ones in there.
It's only Matt and I. Andy couldn't make it to the prank calling sessions.
It's true.
It's okay.
I was not even told about these.
Well, you didn't make the one a couple weeks ago, yeah. So. And I figured you're doing whatever.
Right. Yeah, this isn't the top priority for you.
There's Guar and Camilla exists, so, you know.
Girlfriends.
I know, what a nightmare.
So we're going to have news and gaming news, and we're going to shake it up. We're going to do news first.
All right.
Never do that.
Yeah, we're going to do news first, then we're going to do gaming news, and then we're going to have prank calls. See, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is probably the worst day to look for stories. And so, first of all, I was trying to get stories that didn't say posted on April 1st. And at the same time, you know, not everyone follows that rule. It's like the whole weekend, you know.
Yeah.
There's like, so, I really combed through the stories, and I just got some wacky ones, but I think I left some legitimate stories on the cutting room floor because I just wasn't sold on if it was true or not.
It's like, nope, this is way too crazy.
Do we got some from Florida?
Yes.
Oh,
like, the first story in news sounds ridiculous, but there's actually, like, a video and everything. All so, right. Like, I know it's legitimate. So, you know. That's just how it goes on April Fool's Day.
All right,
so let's start with news. You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Alright, so you guys roll up on a wreck on the highway, and what's the best thing that could spill out of 2 tractor trailers?
Candy.
You got one.
Candy and kittens.
Oh, no. How about candy and money?
Oh!
On a Canadian highway in northern Ontario,
Wait, there's nothing in northern Ontario. I've checked.
You checked? He's like, I've been to northern Ontario, and I checked the highway.
If you get on Google Maps, there's no roads in northern Canada. So northern anything in Canada is just non-existent, inhabitable.
See, a truck rolled over near Kirkland Lake, and it spilled out an estimated $5 million in Canadian coins onto the highway. These coins had just come from the mint and were headed out for circulation.
Shit.
During the pileup, it also knocked over another tractor trailer, which was carrying candy, and it spilled on top of the coins.
Dude, I would
Happy Easter.
I would have just jumped out of my car for that shit.
There are currently police officers staked out so people don't steal the candy and coins. But wouldn't that be awesome if the truck it hit had those chocolate coins, the one you have to unwrap the
ball?
You wouldn't know what's the real money and what's not.
I would one crazy weekend, guys. I think I just swallowed $30 worth of coins, not chocolate.
And you swallow 30 coins and go to, you know, your stomach hurts, so you go to buy some Pepto-Bismol and you try and pay with chocolate coins. Like, oh, that's why.
Damn it. I mixed up the piles.
They didn't chew.
We're here like, Skyler, you got to chew your food, buddy. You would have known if you would have chewed.
I don't chew. Chewing's for losers. I'm a winner.
All right, this next story is one of those long ones that you just got to kind of come along for the ride, because I couldn't highlight specific things. We just got to go through the story.
All right.
A woman is suing McDonald's because she claims she was forced into a life of prostitution after she was wrongfully terminated by a franchise manager. See, that needs a lot of explanation, doesn't it? That's why we got to go through the story.
Does. Wait, where is this story based out of?
California.
Damn it. All
right.
It's like, you know, the Western Florida.
Take us on a ride, man.
Okay. In 1982, Shelley Lynn worked at the counter at a McDonald's in Arroyo Grande, California. In 1985, like Skyler's like, oh, he rolled his R's. In 1985, while still in Arroyo Grande, she started dating franchise manager Keith Handley, whose company, Avernia, owns or owned McDonald's franchises. Shortly after they became an item, she claims Handley had her terminated for no apparent reason. Apparently, your significant other firing you out of the blue for nothing does not end the relationship.
Oh.
You know, that would seem a little shady to me.
Yeah.
At the time Handley began dating Lynn, Handley ordered Mr. McGrady, one of his managers, to terminate Lynn for insubordination, which was a sham. But why did he fire her? Apparently, he wanted her to become a legal prostitute in the neighboring state of Nevada. Lynn claimed she was economically and psychologically coerced into prostitution by Handley. Handley began pressuring Lynn on an almost daily basis, arguing with her every day that she needed to become a prostitute in a legal brothel. It was no big deal to engage in sex to make money, and that she would lose her home and everything she had, which was true.
Huh.
In December of 1986, Handley won out, and Lynn began working at the Chicken Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada. That sounds like a clean place to be. Where she became a top hooker, in quotes. The couple were married in March of 1988, but later divorced. Go figure.
Yeah.
So 30 years later, after she started working at the McDonald's, 30 years after she started working there, Lynn is now suing her ex-husband and McDonald's because she says the company lacked an adequate grievance policy for false firings.
Does she hold up legit, I guess?
Wrongful termination is only applicable in the state of Minnesota. Montana, sorry. The state of Montana. No other state recognizes wrongful termination. Most of them are at-will employment, like Nebraska. Your manager could literally rip your name tag off you and say, you're fired, get the hell out of here. You couldn't say a goddamn thing.
Now, according to Lynn, McDonald's failed to conduct due diligence into the moral character of Handley when it sold a franchise to him. McDonald's failed to properly supervise and train Handley, as a direct result of which Handley used his position as an employer and conspired with his corporation to coerce and bribe two of his employees to make false statements against Lynn during Handley's dissolution and to suppress relevant evidence he had disclosed about himself. Basically, they're saying McDonald's didn't do enough to train this guy and didn't do anything to keep him a shady guy from getting a franchise. Basically, what it sounds to me is the lawyer saying, okay, your ex-husband has no money. Let's go after McDonald's.
Basically, yeah.
That's what it seems like.
He's a franchise owner? Years later. Oh, yeah. It's kind of a little too late.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. 30 years later?
Like, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on whatever crime she's trying to accuse McDonald's
years,
of. So
seems a little late on the ball.
Yeah. A little late there. All right, guys. So you're hiking. You're out in the woods. All right. You're actually in the Bean Soup Flat area.
Sounds like a nice place.
Yeah. And your name is Robert Biggs. And you were 69 years old.
Hot. 69.
And Robert you come across Biggs. A mother bear. with a yearling and a newborn about 40 feet away from you. What do you say?
Get the fuck out of there.
Fuck.
Yeah. Right about there.
Okay, so you take a look, and you're looking at this newborn and her cub, or the newborn cubs and the mother. Usually that seems like a pretty bad situation. You don't want to be anywhere near a mother bear and her cubs.
Yeah.
So you start backing away, and you are attacked by a mountain lion. The mountain lion attacked Robert Biggs.
I don't want to be in this story anymore.
Okay, Skyler, you can be out of the story.
I'm not Robert Biggs.
No.
Good.
You're the mountain lion.
Yes.
See, the mountain lion grabbed a hold of Robert Biggs' backpack with all four paws. Normally, mountain lions try and grab your head by all four paws, but this one ended up grabbing the backpack, which was situated close. Anyway, so the cat's scratching away and stuff, and what happens next? The bear swats the cat off the guy.
No!
The bear and the mountain lion fought for about 15 seconds until the cat finally ran away. The bear went on its way as well, and Biggs ended up with a few bite marks, scratches, and bruises to his arm, but was otherwise injured.
Dude, Mama Bear's a boss.
Fuck, oh my gosh. Like, I would have, like, everything would have exited my body. I would have climaxed, peed my pants, shit, and started vomiting on how awesome that was. Jesus, if I was Robert Biggs, oh my God.
Well, he's 69. He might have had a heart attack, too.
I would have voided my bowels, not accidentally. I would have purposely shat my pants to remember.
Big said he believes the mother bear and her cubs are the same that he saw a couple times in the past year, and that he's seen the cubs before, and one time even played what he called patty cake, but was just touching the bear's paw with one of the cubs. The mother didn't attack him, but pretty much just called the cub back over. And so he thinks that the bear knew him.
Hmm.
Well, even if it did, dude, that's still awesome.
Yeah, regardless,
that bear is your life homie now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're homies for life.
It's going to be like that random stranger in Fallout. You're going to be in a fight someday, like 5 years from now, and the bear's just going to come out of nowhere and
with a trench coat and fucking start shooting.
It's got a gun.
Stranger.
Yeah. Tries to hide all Ninja Turtle style. Yeah. Trench coat and the hat draped over the face.
Is that a bear? Oh, okay, I guess not.
All right, guys, did you buy Mega Millions tickets?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I did not.
How many did you buy?
I bought like $10 worth.
$10 worth? That's what I bought.
Oh.
Yeah.
I figured it was a good number.
That quintuples the amount I've ever bought before. I've bought two in my entire life, and I bought 10 in one day. But they're only $1, you know. And with $656 million on the line.
You know, one person won that, they'd be richer than Tom Cruise.
That's crazy.
Fun fact.
Well, one person didn't win it. Three people won it.
Nice.
People out of Illinois, Maryland, and Kansas.
Good for them.
Yep.
I know one of the guys said he was going to donate a lot of it.
Yep. They all get away with, I think it said, about $105.1 million in cash after taxes.
Yeah, still not bad.
So they had to split it in three ways and then get taxes taken off the top. And then
I think
still got $105 million.
Yeah, the government takes like a third of it or something.
Yeah, and they take quite a bit just on taxes right off the top.
All right, but so the obvious question, what would you do with the money?
Make a movie.
Make a movie? That'd be pretty cool. Well, I would quit my job in a blaze of glory.
Shit everywhere.
Well, I actually like my job, so it'd have to be when a bad customer comes in or something. Just be like, could you ship this package? No. How about you just go fuck yourself? Huh?
Let's see. I'll write you a coupon. Go fuck yourself. There you go. One free.
When will that package get there? It won't. I'm going to steal whatever inside this. Well, you can't say that to me. Yeah, I can. Well, you're going to get fired. Doesn't matter. Got money.
Money.
Good cash.
Yeah.
Money pants.
Money pants.
$100. Making a pants out of them.
Honestly, I'd probably just buy or build a sweet house and then make a real podcast studio, and I'd probably podcast every day because that'd be fun.
Yeah.
With money pants on?
With a money mic stand. So it's going to be, I'm going to get dollar coins and kind of glue them together and make a mic stand out of them.
Or waterproof some mics and then just have like a giant fish tank surrounding them except for like the mic sticking out.
Or We can build an aquarium around us and we'll do the podcast in water. Waterproof everything.
Or like a dome-shaped aquarium where like you have about a foot of water surrounding the dome.
Yeah.
And then have that be an aquarium.
But just don't even put fish in it. Just put like dogs. Just so they can swim around all day. Just.
All right, guys. According to Kim.com, the U.S. military had 15,000 mega upload accounts.
Yeah.
This is from the Anal Network.
Nice.
Plenty of anal.
Ever since mega upload was dismantled in January, there have been concerns about data being sold or being held on the site's servers. Now, while the MPAA and the RIAA insist the site was simply a huge piracy hub, the facts point to a much bigger picture of people using the site for countless legitimate transfers, like, I don't know, posting podcast episodes, or files simply too big to email. Someone had a really good analogy the other day. They're like, closing down Mega Upload because you can find pirated stuff on there is like shutting down New York City because you can find drugs.
Yeah. Or shutting down YouTube because there's non-copyrighted videos on there.
Yeah. But apparently the U.S. military had a ton of Mega Upload accounts. Up to, I believe, 10,223 people paid to upgrade those accounts.
Oof.
And they had a total of 96,507,779 megabytes of information on the servers.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot, a lot. That's in the terabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So is anything going to happen in response to this, or what's up?
Well, see, they're now at risk for deletion because they want to delete everything that was on Mega Upload servers. Well, you got all the stuff from the military on there that could be deleted.
Or, I don't know, they could get out or something.
I mean, and they even had specific, like, domain names, like, from domains like DHS.gov, DOE.gov, FBI.gov had an account, NASA.gov, Senate.gov, Treasury.gov.
Damn.
Airforce.mil, Army.mil, Navy.mil.
Some guys over there are like, I put the blueprints for that new jet in the wrong place.
Damn it. Should have used MediaFire.
Or Dropbox.
All right, guys. And for our final news story, we're going to Florida.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. The Legion of Doom.
Florida.
The Legion of Florida. All right, so a Florida man, his wife, and his son were all arrested. For what, you ask, Andy?
For what, Matt?
Thank you. For growing shrooms together.
Hold on. What were the relations again?
Father, mother, son.
Nice.
All
right.
All growing shrooms together.
That's a family business.
Yeah, I guess it's like a family activity. It beats the hell out of board game night.
According to a Charlotte County Sheriff's Department release, the deputies were trying to locate one of the family members who apparently wasn't home. A second brother who had a felony warrant out, 20-year-old Joshua Lee Mudge. That's a great last name.
Mudge. Yo, Mudge.
Answered the door, told police his brother no longer lived at this address. That might have been it, but Mudge gave the deputies permission to come in and look around. That's not a good idea when your whole family's growing mushrooms. Deputies noted that the house reeked of marijuana and spotted several funnels, buckets, empty glass jars, and a propane torch. Mudge tried to explain that they were for a school project, and then he asked the deputies to leave. The deputies complied, but then quickly obtained a search warrant.
Oh, okay.
They didn't really need to. I mean, that's, what is it?
Well, when
line of sight. After they're invited in and they can see.
I think that kind of varies from state to state, though.
Yeah, like maybe Florida they need one.
Like, if he asks you to come in and then asks you to leave, I think you got to leave.
Yeah.
But when you have that information, you can just go get a search warrant in, like, no time. It's like, yeah, I saw it. Just give me the search warrant.
Maybe it's one of those things, better safe than sorry.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, when they returned, they had the warrant, and Mudge allegedly became combative and struck one of the deputies with a closed fist. Mudge then got tasered, but still tried to kick and punch deputies as they put him in handcuffs. Inside, the police located 6 plastic bags of psychedelic mushrooms, about 51 grams.
Oh my goodness.
A plastic container with 1.5 grams, six syringes labeled with various types of strains of psilocybin.
Huh.
A sealed incubation for hallucinogenic mushrooms, and operation containers and instructions to grow mushrooms.
Huh.
Instructions? Like, really? After, like, the first batch of mushrooms, you're just like, well, we still gotta consult the rule book. Figure you kind of get a system down.
Maybe they were for new entrepreneurs that come to them. How do you grow your mushrooms? Here, take this.
So you want to grow mushrooms.
Come laminate and bind it at the UPS store. But guys, that will do it for Florida, and that will do it for the newscast.
Oh, Florida.
You guys ready to move on to some gaming news?
Some gaming? Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
With my dick.
All right, we're going to start with the biggest gaming news of the past week. Epic Mickey 2 is confirmed for the PC and Mac.
Oh, yeah.
And PS3.
And Xbox 360. And 3DS and Wii.
Oh, all right.
It's everywhere. You're not going to get away from Epic Mickey. Okay. You can try, but you're not going to.
Now, before we get too much into this, I just want to say, Epic Mickey 1, totally blue.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad. If you have a Wii, I'll let you borrow my copy.
I don't have a Wii.
You can just borrow my copy. Throw it away for me. I think I got it for like $12 at GameStop, used.
You know what? That'll be one nice thing, I guess, about the Nintendo, is all the, like, not locking codes on games.
Yeah.
Or like the net passes and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Just, hey, here's a game. Play it. Have fun.
Well, another thing off the rumor mill is that the next, the PS4 is going to be called the Orbis.
Sounds like weird.
And this is what I say to that. The Orbis?
Hey, it's better than the fucking gay loop.
No, it's not. The Orbis sounds like a gland. Like, oh, my Orbis gland is a little swollen today. Nope. You are now on my level.
Loop.
We are on the same level now. Hoop. No, it was the loop.
The loop.
The loop. It sounds like something the next box would make.
Don't start using my analogies back on me.
See, I don't. You can only go up from the Wii U.
That is
like that, their competition is the Wii U.
But it seems like the new generation consoles are all trying to battle for the stupidest name. It's like we got the Wii U, the Loop, and the Orbis.
You know, Orbis is going to be like called the PS4. That's just like its code name.
Well, yeah. They don't say anything about it being a code name in here, but that sounds like it could be a code name.
Yeah.
Like, the Orbis is just like, that sounds like it could be like a space station or something. It's like way too complicated for a gaming system.
Way too complicated. Now, an unnamed source with the Kotaku, who's described as providing correct information in the past, said the so-called Orbis will be powered by an AMD 6x64 CPU and AMD Southern Islands GPU, allowing the PS3 successor to process regular games at an eye-burning resolution of up to 4096 by 2160.
What the fuck?
And 3D games at 1080p.
So basically, like,
it's gonna rape your eyes.
It's 4K? Is the name of, like, the definition it's called is 4K? No, wait, that'd be 2K. That'd be 2K.
2K games.
So it's just going to rape your eye holes with amazing. Okay.
That's what the tool is. They use an Orbis to rape your eye holes. We'll call this the Orbis.
The PlayStation 3's, I think, was the Arc.
The Arc?
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up.
Sounds like Halo. You gotta find the Ark. The Ark was on Earth.
Oh, I guess the 360s was called the Falcon.
Ooh. Oh, wow, come on! Why are code names so much cooler than the real names? Like the Nintendo Revolution. Yeah. We're gonna call it the Wii.
Wii!
The Falcon. We're gonna call it the Xbox 360. At least that was like a mediocre one. Xbox 360. Alright, whatever. Revolution. Wii. What?
Oh.
No?
Alright. Apparently, the PlayStation 4 might not be called the PlayStation 4 because traditionally in Japan culture, 4 is regarded as bad luck.
Oh.
But still, Orbis is a dumbass name.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll call it the Orbis in Japan and call it the 4 in
Maybe.
North America, like they did, like they called, like with the Nintendo, they called it the Famicom in Japan, but they called it the NES and or the Nintendo Entertainment System in North America because family had a negative connotation in the United States.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, gaming is meant to be done alone in a dark room by yourself, among other things, PVF.
All right, guys, Microsoft has registered some new trademarks.
For what? Is it Halo 5 and 6?
Well, Halo 5 is one of them. The other one is Xbox FL, which they believe is going to be their new stripped-down console that's going to sell for about $100. It's going to rival Apple TV and will play arcade-style games. And they also registered Halo 9.
Halo 9?
Halo 9. They registered Halo 9. They registered 5 and 9.
Maybe they're just going to skip 6, 7,
six,
and,
seven
8.
And 8. Yeah, and Halo 5 ends with you getting in a time machine or something. It's like Halo 9.
It's just, it's all the same game to me. Like, I don't know. I've just never really gotten too much into the Halo story. And just, it always just seems the same. I feel like they could probably skip 6, 7, 8.
The one thing that always bothered me about all the Halos were the reusing of textures.
Yeah, they did reuse
a lot of Halos. It's like, this room looks...
You'd have to be a fan to notice, but there was a significant difference in gameplay from 1 to 2, especially with the dual wielding, and then 2 to 3 when you had the equipment, and then from... I ignore ODST because it sucked, but 3 to Reach had significant differences in armor loadouts. It played quite a bit different.
Beyond game mechanics, I just think that the stories are all pretty much the same. I don't know. Like, there's some key plot points, but all in all, it just seems pretty similar from game to game.
Did you see that Bungie turned over everything today?
Yeah, Bungie, as of yesterday, turned over everything to 343, which is kind of sad, man.
Yeah.
It is kind of depressing just seeing, like, Bungie's like, goodbye, Halo. They're like, see you, Starside. It's like, because like, especially when Halo 2 came out and I was like really big into the game, you went to Bungie.net like every couple days, you know, they always had updates and Bungie was really cool. Now it's just like, it's done? You guys are not doing it anymore? Now I know 343 has a lot of people from Bungie that wanted to stay on the Halo franchise, but at the same time, well, hey, it's over? And they actually posted a great infographic.
Yeah,
like,
I looked at that.
Yeah, like the amount of time played was like up in the billions of years.
Yeah, the games, number of games played was like 20 billion or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, like they said something like the amount of time played on all the Halo games was enough time to travel at light speed across the Milky Way and back.
Nice.
That's insane.
That is insane. I mean, that's...
They should do that with Call of Duty, because those games have been around for a while, too.
Yeah, those have been around for... Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. All right. Modern Warfare 3 had a server outage.
Oh, no.
Ruined a lot of people's nights. So what does Activision do to rectify this? Yeah, they extend the double EXP weekend.
They'll like us more.
I just think it's interesting how your servers go down on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's
pretty big
play.
For people playing games, and you're like, ah, we'll give you an extra day.
Why don't you just play on Monday?
Yeah. You know that Monday where you go back to work? Yeah. You have to come home and play.
Nah, more like go back to middle school.
Yeah. Go back to school.
The servers are down. How can I use... share racial slangs anymore. People will know who I am.
I have to talk to people?
Fuck.
In person?
Man, there was one time I got in a huge stint with Call of Duty, and then like at school I lost my filter and I started like swearing without really recognizing that I was swearing. I was just like, damn it, I've been playing too much. Shit. Fuck. Shit.
Time to go home.
All right, and our final story in gaming news. Do Xbox 360 hard drives retain credit card data, ?
I saw that, and I want to say that I could probably pull off a bunch of data off of a really old hard drive.
Here's how it kind of runs down. According to a group of hacking experts, Xbox 360 hard drives store credit card data on them even after they've been formatted and resold. However, Microsoft is suggesting otherwise, stating that they are in the process of testing their methods, but have yet to replicate the issue. The report originally hit Kotaku, who stated that researchers at Drexel University had discovered that by using common hacking tools, modders could pull your credit card number and other personal info off your hard drive. However, in a statement released to Joystick, Microsoft has countered that the claim that they're stating doesn't seem all that possible because refurbished systems could not store that kind of data. Xbox is not designed to store credit card information locally on the console, and it seems unlikely that credit card data was recovered from the method described, Microsoft Jim Alcove told Joystick. Additionally, when Microsoft refurbishes used consoles, we have processes in place to wipe the local hard drives of any other user data. We can be assured, Xbox owners, we take the privacy and security of personal data very seriously.
Do you think just whenever something comes out, like Microsoft sees this on Kotaku and they're like, fuck.
That's what I'm thinking. It sounds very generic. Like, we can assure Xbox owners we take the privacy and security of their personal data very seriously.
As this guy's talking in the background, there's like five people fucking running around. Like,
they're just like flipping tables, just like throwing papers around. Like, where is it? Where is it?
Who let this shit out?
We put it in that enclosure for a reason. So people can't touch it. It's just a little laptop hard drive.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Xbox, get your shit together.
Everybody's just shit needs to get together.
Oh, he's going to shoot.
All right, here it goes.
He shoots. Oh.
Two. Two for two.
I'm
on
actually
the
keeping track of your shooting percentage on the info page.
I saw that the other day. I was like scrolling through it and was like, oh, hey, his shots are on here. I wonder how updated it was, though.
I updated after the podcast last week. You were at a 12.5% shooting percentage for the year. You're going to go down, though. You just missed two, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Darn it. Drats.
So, guys, that'll do it for us right now. Following us will be our prank call segment.
Yeah.
So, remember to find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/3HitComboPC. That is a number 3. PC stands for podcast. We are on gpxgaming.net. We are also on YouTube. Search 3HitCombo. And you can email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
Hello?
Hi, are you the one with the Woody?
Hello?
Are you the one with the Woody?
Yes.
Are you still selling the Woody?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old is this Woody?
I don't know. I really don't know how old is. I'm packing all the stuff that I have for years, and I don't know how old it is.
Oh, you've had for years? Okay. So it's just the Woody, or does it come with other things with it?
No, it's just the Woody and Jesse.
Oh, okay. I just thought, I don't know, it seems a little weird to me because I thought if you had a Woody for over 3 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor.
Are you playing with me? What are you talking about?
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Yeah, you're welcome. You better be grateful. I'm wasting my time.
First at Walmart, how may I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you had something maybe you could help me with. I'm looking for, like, a neck massager?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
A neck massager. Would you happen to have any of those?
No, we don't.
Are you, like, not a single one? Like, nothing like that?
Oh, hang on. Let me get somebody for you.
All right.
This is Brandon. I'm going to help you.
Hi. I was wondering, do you have a neck massager? Like, any sort of, like, neck massagers there?
Let me check real quick, okay? Let me send somebody to check.
All right.
Barry, can you go to pharmacy and see if we have any neck massagers or send one of your cashiers out?
What?
Neck massagers in pharmacy, can you see if we have any?
I'll put you back on hold and I'll get somebody to check, okay?
All right, I guess.
Yes, we have some.
All right. And, like, do you have any, like, estimations on the price? Like, what are they ranging to?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just got here. Let me see. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we have some that is $19.92, and then we have one that's $29.92.
Okay, and what are the different, like, brands that you have? Like,
I don't know. You just have to come and look at them. They're in the pharmacy on the back wall.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah.
Like, do you know if they have, like, any different sort of, like, colors? Did you check that at all?
No, they look just to be, I think it was black or white.
All right. Are the black models, like are there any size difference between them? Like,
I don't know. I just went back there to check to see if we had any in the price. That's all I really looked at.
Okay, now, with these neck massagers, is it like, could I use it to massage other things?
Well, they have one that has a handle you can use, and then one of you just, I think, sit on your shoulders, around your neck, and put on your shoulders.
All right, so full disclosure, I'm looking for a dildo. And I want to know if you have anything that's, like, going to satisfy those needs.
You know, I don't know. You just have to come and look for stuff like that. I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
You went over there to check them, didn't you? I mean, are any of these rod-shaped?
Okay. I really got to go. If that's all you wanted to know about, I really need to hang. I got to go. My CSM is waiting on me.
Doubt it. I mean, you put me on hold for about 8 minutes, so I don't think that you have time to run back and forth to the pharmacy.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
It's a real pleasure. Oh, I thought someone picked up.
Thank you for calling Garrity.
Thank you for calling Walmart. How can I help you?
What? Hold on. Did I get more than one Walmart?
Oh, you got this? I'm sorry.
This is Garrity Walmart.
Yeah, hi. I'm looking to get a video game. Could you connect me with electronics?
Okay, let me get electronics. Just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Electronics, this is Eric. Can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering, do you have Assassin's Creed Revelations for the PS3?
Which one, I'm sorry?
Assassin's Creed Revelations for the PS3?
Let me go check.
All right.
One second. All right, yes, we do. It's $59.96.
What's that?
I said, yes, we do. It's $59.96.
For Uncharted?
For the game. Yeah. No, you said Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Oh, no, I just got transferred over here. I was just looking for Uncharted.
Oh, well, let me go check that one in. One second.
Okay, thank you.
Why is this taking so long?
Yeah, like, I've seen the electronics section in this place, or not this specific place, but in many Walmarts.
You can, like, look over from the phone and spit on it.
Yeah, it's just like a kiosk in the middle, and you walk over, and you're like, A, B, C, oh, there it is.
Uncharted. Oh, it's at the end of the alphabet. Maybe this guy doesn't know how to read.
Uncharted starts with an M. Isn't that it? What letter has the sound unch? You know, it's used in a lot of other things, like Uncharted, lunch. You know, it's just one letter. Huh, I remain unchanged.
Seriously, it's taking them like 4 minutes per game to like walk over there, bust out the fucking CNC. U makes the noise. Damn it, I knew it. It's all the way at the end of the alphabet.
All right, so we have the Uncharted 3 for $59.96 as well.
$59.96?
$59.93, yeah.
$59.93.
Yes.
Wow, that seems a little steep for Pokemon White.
What was that?
It seems a little pricey for Pokemon White.
Sir, you said Uncharted 3. Was there another game you wanted me to look for?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been on the line and I was waiting to be helped, so.
And which can you help with?
Do what?
What did you need help with?
Pokemon White. You said it was like $59?
No, I said Uncharted 3.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking for Pokemon White.
All right, 1 second.
The guy who's running electronics is racist. He said the N-word to me. As for the manager.
All right, sorry, sir. I could not help you. You have a good night.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking for Uncharted.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Spanish Daniel.
Who's this?
This is Tim. I saw you were selling a MacBook.
Oh, yes.
It's still available?
Yes, it's available.
Okay, and do you have everything that originally came with it?
I have the original box, have the original cable, the manuals, everything.
Okay.
I upgrade the computer to, you know, from 2 gigabytes to 4 gigabytes, and the hard drive I upgrade from 160 gigabytes to 1 terabyte.
Okay, so you still have the dildo?
The which one?
That came with the machine that comes with all Macs.
I mean, what did you say again? Sorry.
I was just wondering if you still had the dildo that came with the Mac.
The bill?
The dildo.
No.
Okay, McDonald's, this is Tim speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I was in your store today, and I got something to go. And when I was looking through everything, I opened the burger, and I'm pretty sure I got a Whopper.
A Whopper?
Yeah, like, I mean, how close is a Big Mac to a Whopper?
Negative, not at all.
Not at all? Because I'm pretty sure, that, I mean, I'm no expert, but I come through McDonald's a lot, and I got a Whopper.
No, that would be the discontinued Big and Tasty with cheese. We got rid of the Whopper that we had here.
Okay, but it came in a Burger King bag.
Then I don't believe calling McDonald's. I heard you went to McDonald's.
No, I went to McDonald's. The one on Center Road.
You aren't the guys who call for Allen, are you?
No, I don't call for Allen. I'm just looking for a Big Mac instead of a Whopper.
Oh, well, come on through. We'll get taken care of.
Okay, but I'm wondering why I got a Whopper.
You and me both.
Well, was someone there, like, did someone there go to Burger King and then accidentally give me their bag or something?
No.
Did you ask?
No, it's against our company policy to have outside food in the store.
Well, not everyone follows the rules. Could you ask some people?
I would love to, but I only have 2 people here who just recently arrived.
Okay, could you ask them?
They just recently arrived.
But they don't know the perp?
Probably not.
Are you sure? People know
anything else I
can
do for you? Anything else for you today?
Well, no. I want to know why I got a Whopper.
Me too. We
well,
probably
you're not helping me get
to
the bottom of this, sir.
No, definitely not.
Well, I would appreciate it if you would.
I just can't muster the strength to do it.
Well, there was mustard on my Whopper.
Okay, McDonald's, this is Tim speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling for Alan about a Whopper.
Hi, I'm sorry, there's no Alan here. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, Alan was supposed to give me a Whopper today when I came through the drive-thru.
I think some other guy actually may have accidentally got the one that you were looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it. No, I didn't get a Whopper at all.
You didn't get a Whopper?
No.
Are you lying to us?
us as a group?
What?